That's good.
Olanda balita habe olaka chavela hale hale balita ya ne
Thank you.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I read the purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakura, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakura has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs, is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharia. One has attained the perfection of chanting when As soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated the Sankirtan movement, at once there's shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us, when there will be shivering of the body, as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayani Babe Nir. While chanting Hare Krishna, there'll be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ar Kabe Nitai Chandir Karuna Hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master, so we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Ar kabe nitai chandir karuna hoibe samsara vasana mor kabe tucha habe. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment, and Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he's written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this yugala purity, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha shuddha habe mana kabe hama heirava Sri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Shilanatam Das Thakur Ki Jai. The mercy of Lord Nityananda Ki Jai. So today and Thursday, both days are holidays, so we'll be having some extra classes, and each day personally I'll give two classes, and the subject matter which I'll be trying to talk about is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So, Lord Chaitanya, of course, is famous as the father of the Sankirtan movement, and we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which means we are followers of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar. But as Srila Prabhupada himself said here, in this purport to the song we sang, that Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, is the main person, really, out of the Panchatattva. And we focus our attention on Lord Chaitanya, that's a fact. And that's quite correct. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And Lord Nityananda is appearing as his servant. But as Prabhupada says here, if we really want to be able to approach Lord Chaitanya, then we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So I was thinking it would be nice that, seeing we normally focus, as we say, more on Lord Chaitanya, that we could spend a little time focusing a little more on Lord Nityananda. And just hopefully appreciate him a little bit more. Not that we don't appreciate him, but try to increase our appreciation of him. And I think you'll find this very enlivening, actually. So we'll have one class now, and we'll have another class this evening about Lord Nityananda. And on Thursday, we're going to repeat this program, at least this schedule. And so we'll also try and say a little bit more about Lord Nityananda on two occasions then, yes? We'll try and have two sessions also then. It is a little experimental, I must admit. It's a dry, sort of a dry run for a course I'm going to be giving in America in a few weeks, if I make it to America. So please be a little tolerant of all the shortcomings. I won't say if there are any, but I'll say of the shortcomings, because there will be. But hopefully we can relish some of Lord Nityananda's pastimes. We'll discuss some of his pastimes, and we'll also discuss some of the philosophy of Lord Nityananda and the importance of worshipping Lord Nityananda. So we set the scene by singing that song, very wonderful song by Narottam Das Thakur. Now we'll go more deeply into the subject matter by reading one excerpt from Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, one of our great acharyas. He's an incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva. He's the incarnation of Vyas in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, we know that Lord Nityananda, he's also an incarnation of Lord Balaram. He's an incarnation of Lord Balaram, so he's a very extraordinary person. So now, to get a little deeper into the subject matter, I'll just read this little excerpt. It's from, I think, the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Lord Nityananda is very close and dear to Lord Chaitanya. These glories of Lord Nityananda are sung in all the Vedic literatures. If one does not recognize his identity as a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, then that person may be respected by the whole world, but he's worth no more than a straw to the learned Vaishnava assembly. Lord Nityananda introduces himself saying, I'm Lord Chaitanya's servant. He's always in this mood of a servitor. And only by his mercy can one develop love for Lord Chaitanya. All difficulties in spiritual life are overcome by worshipping Lord Nityananda. The greatest hope I always cherish in my heart is that Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of my Lord, Nityananda. O Lord Chaitanya, kindly offer me the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, who as Lord Anantashesh is holding up the whole universe. I am able to sing the glorious life and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya because of my love and attachment for Lord Nityananda. My Lord Nityananda is always desiring the best for the world. Lord Nityananda knows no other designation other than being Lord Chaitanya's servant, and only through serving Lord Nityananda is one eligible to become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. As by Lord Nityananda's grace I can know Lord Chaitanya in truth, similarly, to fully comprehend the truth about devotional service, one must also receive the blessings of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is very dear to all the Vaishnava devotees. Everyone can receive from Lord Nityananda entry into the path of devotional service. Somehow, if by chance someone disregards Lord Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya himself condemns that person to eternal suffering. The full glory of Lord Nityananda is very rarely known. Even the great yogi and exalted Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, does not know his unlimited potencies. So, this is Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's a great devotee and he's in our sampradaya, one of the great associates of Lord Chaitanya and one of the associates of Lord Nityananda. Actually, he's a disciple of Lord Nityananda. Of course, we know that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srila Prabhupada chose that book as being the most significant, actually, of the biographies of Lord Chaitanya. There are a number. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Krishna Leela is one of the gopis, one of the Manjaris, and Lord Chaitanya is Srimati Radharani. So, actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj, in one sense, is in a better position to understand and express the deep mysteries of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Srila Vyasadeva. He's also very qualified to do these things. And he, in fact, wrote this Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was the first biography of Lord Chaitanya. However, there are differences between Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Main difference is that Vrindavan Das Thakur is a devotee of Lord Nityananda. And he's actually a combined person, two people in one body. One person is Srila Vyasadeva, the other is one of the cowherd boys. Which particular one of the cowherd boys I forget, but one of the main cowherd boys. And the cowherd boys, of course, in Krishna Leela, they tend to have, in many cases, a close affiliation with Lord Balaram. Of course, they also are very close to Lord Krishna, and some of them have most intimate relationship with Krishna. But generally, there's a tendency for them to be close to Lord Balaram. And Lord Nityananda is none other than Lord Balaram. So we find Vrindavan Das Thakur glorifies Lord Nityananda a lot. And this is one typical example. There are many, actually, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where he just focuses in on Lord Nityananda. And he's praying to Lord Chaitanya that the greatest hope I cherish is that you, Lord Chaitanya, you are the Lord of my Lord, Nityananda. So, of course, our business is not really to become, you know, to put an emphasis on Lord Nityananda. Actually, our emphasis, really speaking, is on Lord Chaitanya. But we shouldn't be neglectful of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, it's nice to just absorb some of these subject matters. So what we'll do now, we'll discuss a little bit more from the philosophical side. Then this evening we'll discuss one or two pastimes of Lord Nityananda and some of the implications of them. And then on Thursday we'll also do like that, discuss some of his pastimes and some interesting things we can learn from them. So, as Srila Prabhupada said, Lord Nityananda, he is the original spiritual master. Because he's Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the original spiritual master. There are different reasons why Lord Balaram, or we could say Lord Nityananda, is the original spiritual master. One of the main reasons is that Lord Nityananda is, like unofficially, the brother of Lord Chaitanya. If we take it in the case of Krishna and Balaram, then Lord Balaram is like more directly, more obviously the brother. But in the pastimes of Gaur-Nitai, even though they are born in different places at different times and there's quite some differences in those respects, but in relationship they're brothers. in relationship, they're brothers. They're acting as brothers. So, who can be closer than the brother? Lord Nityananda is the first expansion of Lord Chaitanya, as Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. So who is more intimately linked than the first expansion? He's actually part. In fact, he is not different from Lord Chaitanya. So in that way, he's in such a good position to understand Lord Chaitanya. And through that understanding, through expressing his understanding, he acts as the original spiritual master, particularly in regard to the worship of Lord Chaitanya. So he's a very important person. We can't approach Krishna without going through the spiritual master. So we can't approach Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, we don't worship Lord Chaitanya independently. We always glorify Gaur Nitai. Nitai Gaur Hari, Nitai Sachi Sutta. It's always Gaur and Nitai. They're especially merciful. Especially merciful. And the particular feature of Lord Nityananda is that he is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he's selective. Tonight we'll read about Jagai and Madhai. Lord Chaitanya was going to kill Jagai and Madhai right on the spot without giving them a chance. They were trying to beg forgiveness from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was not interested. He was simply going to kill them. But then Lord Nityananda begged on their behalf. He begged Lord Chaitanya that you please be merciful. So it's said that the demon that Lord Ram would kill, Lord Krishna would not kill, but he would give his mercy to. And there is an example. I didn't have time to look it up. I'll try and look it up. And there is an example of one demon who Lord Ram killed, but another demon in Krishna's pastimes who did something similar to what that demon was doing in Ram's pastimes. But Lord Krishna spared him and gave him mercy. So the demon that Ram would kill, Krishna would give mercy to. The demon that Lord Krishna would kill, Lord Chaitanya would give his mercy to. There are numerous examples of that. One very, very good example is the Qazi. Anyone know who the Qazi was in his previous lifetime? Chand Qazi? Kamsa. And what did Lord Krishna do? He killed him. But as Lord Chaitanya gave his mercy to the Qazi. Even though his followers, they came in that huge Sankirtan party, and there were hundreds of thousands, many, many, very big Sankirtan party. So they came and they started tearing the whole building, the whole property to pieces. All the trees were smashed down, everything was broken. And they were going to set fire to the place, the building itself, and completely destroy it and kill the Qazi. But then Lord Chaitanya decided to be merciful. So he then delivered the Qazi, and the Qazi became a devotee, or something like a devotee. Actually, he became a devotee. And even to this day, his family members are friendly to devotees. Actually quite friendly. So anyway, that demon who Ram would kill, Krishna would give mercy to. That demon that Krishna would kill, Lord Chaitanya would give his mercy to. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is known as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen. Karun Avatar, the most merciful avatar. Mahavadanyaya Avatar, the most merciful, most auspicious avatar. But those demons who Lord Chaitanya would kill, Lord Chaitanya would give it, Lord Nityananda would give his mercy to. And we'll read about that tonight. Not only would he free them, deliver them, but he gave them Krishna praying, virtually on the spot, by his mercy. So Lord Nityananda is especially merciful. And it's very nice. We should always, when we worship Lord Chaitanya, we should also worship Lord Nityananda. And we should remember this, and we should pray to Lord Nityananda that you're so merciful. And I'm so much in need of mercy, so you please give your glance upon me. So now we read, Srila Prabhupada was saying, although it's stated in the song actually by Narottam Das Thakura, very important philosophical point about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada says that everyone is talking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So merciful. And what is that mercy? Well, the first installment is that he delivers one from material desire. This is the first installment of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Here in the song that we are singing, Narottam Das Thakura says, Ar kabe nitai chandir, karuna hoibe, samsara vasana mor, kabe tuncha habe. So, where is it? Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment. Actually, in a very literal sense, samsara vasana means, samsara of course means the cycle of birth and death. And vasana means the impressions that exist within your heart, within your consciousness, which keep you in samsara. That is samsara vasana. Those deep impressions of your karma, your desires, your material consciousness. So it can be taken to be more than just the specific desires you have, but like your whole deep tendency to be attached on the material platform. So that's samsara vasana more. More means my. So he's saying that my deep attachment and affiliation since time immemorial with the cycle of birth and death. Kabe tucha habe. He's asking when. When will I get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? And kabe tucha habe. Tucha means that this samsara vasana, this material desire, this deep-rooted material attachment, will become insignificant, less than insignificant actually. It'll have no significance. When will that time come when my material attachments and my involvement in material life will become nothing? And it can just be thrown away. This is the implication of the word tucha. It's so small, it's nothing, practically. And you can just throw it away, just discard it, at a distance. So how will that happen? Ar kabe nitai chandir, karuna hoibe. He's asking, when will Lord Nityananda give me his mercy? So that my material desires will become so insignificant, I can just take them and throw them away and they'll be gone. So, this is really, like on our level, the first or a very significant installment of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Of course, there are other installments, and as we see with Jagaya Madai, those installments go up to the level of giving love of God. But how are we going to get love of God while we still have this samsara vasana, this deep-rooted attachment to material existence, identification with material life, and so many material desires? Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. One devotee once said to Srila Prabhupada, they were walking or driving somewhere in Hawaii, And there was a very beautiful tropical sunset. The sky was all lit up with beautiful colors and looked very nice materially. And the devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, "Oh, doesn't that sunset look nice?" And Prabhupada said to him, "But however nice you feel that sunset to be, that is how much that you'll have to stay in this material world." This is indicating how you're attached to this material world. So, to go back to Godhead, one needs to become purified. One cannot just remain situated on the platform of contemplating or engaging in sense gratification and think that, yes, I'm going back to Godhead, no problem. Not like that. We have to become free from sense gratification. Not just sense gratification, but this samsara vasana, this deep-rooted affiliation with material existence. But how are we going to do that? Are we just going to just do it? Just take our hearts or take our minds and just kick these things out? But of course we have to try. We have to try to be self-controlled and like that. But actually we need mercy. We need mercy. And here we're hearing that we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda, particularly. Just like we know when Mother Yasoda was trying to bind Lord Krishna in the Damodara Leela, she was taking piece of rope, tying them together, but it was always two fingers too short. Despite her best efforts, it was two fingers too short. So those two fingers, one of them represents her endeavor, her own sincere desire, and the other represents mercy. In her case, of course, it's Krishna's mercy. But we've been hearing that Lord Nityananda is more merciful than Krishna. Actually, he's even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya, who's already more merciful than Krishna. So, those two fingers, then. We must endeavor, that has to be there, and then we need mercy. And when we get that mercy, well, the next verse of that song states, Vishaya chadiya kabe, shuddha habe man. Kabe hama hey rava, Sri Vrindavan. So, Vishaya chadiya kabe. That if one is still holding on to desire for material enjoyment, then, well, he's asking actually, when will I become free from material desire? And when I'm actually able to do that, then I can enter Vrindavan. We were discussing the other day that, I don't know about here, but particularly in Durban, many of the devotees, there's a phenomenon, and there has been for some time, they want to go to Vrindavan. They would like to go to Vrindavan, or to India, and of course Vrindavan is one of the prominent places to go. But you can't just enter Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. You may be able to enter Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket, but it doesn't mean that you've actually entered Vrindavan on the spiritual platform. You may well just be situated on the material. There's like a material covering over Vrindavan. And when you're situated on the material covering, then you see that it's a dirty place. You see that the people there, some of them, or many of them even, they're a little difficult to get on with and problematic. They may try to cheat you, and they have some bad habits. And you may think, oh, they're meant to be bridge buses, they're meant to be great devotees. But there's one of them smoking a cigarette. And so it may all be a little difficult. It will be. If one is on that material covering, it'll be a little difficult to relate to all of this. So we found, actually, that some of the devotees who went, they came back worse. They came back to Durban worse than they went, actually. And in one particular case, of course we won't mention any names, but one particular case, while he was in Vrindavan, the fact that he was on the material covering and he hadn't really entered spiritually became so painfully obvious that he was going around complaining that this place is like this and this place is like that, and he couldn't stay. He didn't want to stay. He just became overwhelmed by that material side of it all. So, of course, to enter Vrindavan is very nice, to actually enter Vrindavan. But if one is still attached to sense gratification, it'll be very hard to enter Vrindavan. One will remain on the material covering, and then one will make offenses, and it'll end up being detrimental, and one will come back worse. So we don't want to be like that. I want to speak about going back to Godhead in the long run. What to speak about developing love for Krishna. So, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Maham Kabe Hama Heraba. Kabe means when. When, oh when, will I give up sense gratification? Shuddha Habe Maham. When will my heart become pure? My mind become pure? Kabe Hama Heraba. And when in that condition will I be able to enter Vrindavan? So, we should understand like this. And he's saying that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda this may happen. His whole song is Gauranga Balite Habe, Pulakasharya. That when, oh when, will symptoms of ecstasy come? And the answer is, next verse, when I get Lord Nityananda's mercy. Then I'll get free from the samsara vasana. I'll get free from vishaya. Then I can come to the level of experiencing ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. Then I can enter Vrindavan. So this is only going to come by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That's the only way. So therefore, this is like the basic message of our first little session here. We have to really remember Lord Nityananda and pray to Lord Nityananda. Don't leave him out. Don't leave him out. As Vrindavan Das Thakur says, that somehow, if by chance someone disregards Lord Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya himself condemns that person. We are devotees of Gaur-Nitai. Just like here we have our deities, Gaur-Nitai. Of course, in Durban we have only Lord Chaitanya, but that's because he's on the same altar as Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, there would also be Gaur-Nitai. And in our temples all around the world, you always find Gaur and Nitai. Because you can only really approach Lord Chaitanya through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So when we chant these names, Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gauranga, or when we chant even the whole Panchatattva Mahamantra, there are no offenses. There are offenses, 10 offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. We have to be very, very careful of those. But when we chant the names Gaur Nitai, there are no offenses. So we should do like that. We should regularly chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra, regularly chant the names of Gaur, and regularly chant the name of Nitai, Lord Nityananda. In this regard, Ashi Prabhupada, in commenting on this song, Prabhupada said a nice thing. He said that spiritual advancement is only possible when one is convinced that this material world and material happiness is of no value. This conviction is very much necessary. And this conviction comes by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So if as an aspiring devotee, if one is feeling like that, then one should call out Nityananda, call out for the mercy. Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gauranga. One should call out for that special mercy. So if one focuses one's mind very nicely like that, on Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, then one will get that mercy, and one will see that one's heart will become cleansed. So to close our little session, first session here, I'll just read another little bit of glorification from Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's very nice, so please listen carefully. Lord Nityananda is famous for inundating the universe with love of God. Lord Nityananda is the original devotee of Lord Chaitanya. His tongue is the abode of Lord Chaitanya's glories, vibrating incessantly the sublime pastimes of Sri Gaurachandra. One can obtain full devotion at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet simply by worshipping Lord Nityananda. All glories to Lord Nityananda, the primeval Lord. It is only by his causeless mercy that the glorious pastimes of Sri Chaitanya manifest in one's heart. And by the grace of Lord Gauranga, one can become lovingly attached to Lord Nityananda. So we have to worship both, in other words. All obstacles and misfortunes in life are destroyed as soon as the knowledge of the truth about Lord Nityananda dawns upon one. Those who desire to overcome the material whirlpool and drown in the ocean of devotional service should worship Nitai Chand. Many praise my Lord Nityananda, saying that Lord Nityananda is like Lord Brahma, while others say he is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. I hear various opinions about him, that he's a sannyasi, or a humble devotee, or an erudite Vedic scholar. People discuss without inhibition and stop at nothing. Some go to the extent of saying that Lord Nityananda's connection with Lord Chaitanya is not intimate. But none of these opinions can affect me at all. I simply pray that Lord Nityananda's lotus feet remain impressed upon my heart eternally. After I've tried repeatedly to invoke this good judgment in all people, if some sinful people continue to criticize my Lord Nityananda, then I will kick them in their heads to save them from disaster. Very nice. That person who is not critical of Lord Nityananda and who is steadfast in his spiritual practices will certainly attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. I intensely yearn to see the lotus feet of my Lord and Master, Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda is my absolute master. By taking shelter of his lotus feet, let me worship Lord Chaitanya. I greatly desire to study Srimad Bhagavatam in Lord Nityananda's presence. This is my humble submission eternally. All glories to the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya. You are fully independent to act as you wish. You can give me the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda or separate me from them. I pray that you, my Lord Chaitanya, be merciful to me and grant that my whole heart and soul remain fixed at your lotus feet and at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Whoever hears this narration with devotion is crowned with the most precious gem of success in love of Godhead. Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my heart and soul. So this is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Any questions or comments at this point? Kailash?
Can we understand like that the mercy from Lord Nityananda is received through one's guru?
Yes. It's received through the guru, and one gets access to it from the guru. Like we can glorify Lord Nityananda by the mercy of the Guru. You know, yeah, meaning we can directly glorify Lord Nityananda by the mercy of our spiritual master. If you follow what I mean. So, I mean, the two concepts in one sense are not different, but there is a little difference that we can, you know, we can chant Hare Krishna. How do we chant Hare Krishna? By the mercy of the spiritual master. But when you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're chanting Hare Krishna, isn't it? Yeah, that's what you're doing. So, you know, it's like one and different. So we can glorify Lord Nityananda and get his mercy, chant his holy names. That we're doing that by the mercy of the spiritual master. So it's not like we're doing it independently. And also it's a fact, just like along those the lines that you're suggesting, that if one worships one's spiritual master, then Lord Nityananda will be pleased with that. Yeah. So, all these things we have to do, it's like we do them simultaneously. That when you're chanting Hare Krishna in the proper way, then the spiritual master is present, and that chanting is going on by the mercy of the spiritual master. But still, one is actually chanting Hare Krishna in a direct sense. That is one's specific activity. So, yeah, we have access to Lord Nityananda by the mercy of the spiritual master. But when we're chanting the names of Lord Nityananda or praying to him for his mercy, you know, then we're connected with him by the mercy of the spiritual master. Yes, mercy, we were mentioning the other day, we need mercy. So we should get as much as we can. So I'm not suggesting that we should neglect anyone's mercy by putting forward the subject of Lord Nityananda's mercy. But I'm just saying that let's take advantage of that also. Yes, let us take advantage of it. Because, I mean, generally the devotees are not so much aware of Lord Nityananda. Not that much. They're aware, but not so much. So it's nice to become a bit aware. Any other comments or questions?
I've often thought of this when I'm going to Ashtabhav, and you just sort of confirmed in the class that many times we chant mantras to glorify Lord Chaitanya, and sometimes you're not included or even under. So you just clarify that you shouldn't do that.
Well, it's not exactly that, but you shouldn't neglect. Like we chant Jai Satchinandan, Jai Satchinandan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do that, and he recommended doing it. But we shouldn't neglect. I mean, emphasis may be on Lord Chaitanya because he is the Yuga avatar, and that is the teaching of our Sampradaya, actually. But we shouldn't neglect Lord Nityananda. So, I mean, we should include his glorification as much as possible.
So we chant Jai Satchinandan Gaura Hari, then we should also
preach
Jai Gaura
Nitya. Oh, yes. We should do that. Yes. We should definitely do that. Don't neglect Lord Nityananda. He is considered a devotee, like the dearest devotee, or certainly one of the dearest devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So if we approach Lord Chaitanya through his devotees, then we'll get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So, yeah, we worship Lord Nityananda like that in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And we'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by worshipping Lord Nityananda. Any other comment or question, Manaji? Yeah, it's like that. The thing is that what access have we got to Krishna consciousness? You know, like by upbringing and our previous cultivations? None. But how have we got Krishna consciousness? through the mercy, particularly of the spiritual master. That's really the key. With the mercy of the spiritual master, one really gets access to Krishna consciousness. So in that sense, the spiritual master is considered like a manifestation of the mercy of the Lord, because he's acting as the ambassador of the Lord. He knows the Lord's desire, but the Lord, which is to deliver the conditioned souls, but the Lord himself generally doesn't involve himself so much in doing that. He leaves it up to the devotees. So the devotees then, they're even more merciful than the Lord. Actually, the devotees are more merciful in that they extend themselves to the conditioned souls. So in this way they're like manifesting mercy, so much mercy. Of course, ultimately we know they're doing that, not independently, but they know that it's the desire of the Lord. So therefore they can be considered to be like ambassadors, or they're carrying the mercy of the Lord. The devotees don't feel that, oh, I've got my mercy and I'm giving it, but they want everyone to get Krishna's mercy or Lord Chaitanya's mercy or Lord Nityananda's mercy. So in that way, the spiritual master may be considered Sakshad Hari Twaina, I think the term is, correct term, not different from the Lord, or a type of incarnation of the Lord, in a sense. Prabhupada would say like that, in the sense that they're carrying the mercy and giving the mercy of Krishna as it is, and giving the message as it is. Yeah. Therefore we worship the spiritual master. That's our practice.
We know Srila Prabhupada, the Shakyamuni's avatar, and do we also know the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakura also Shakyamuni's avatar?
Yeah. See, Shaktivesh avatar means, it's expressed in the CC, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Tarapavatan, that the religious practice for this age is Sankirtan, but if you don't have Krishna Shakti, then you can't spread the Sankirtan movement. Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Tarapavatan. If you don't have that mercy, you can't spread. So wherever, that means then that wherever the Sankirtan movement is being spread, it's being spread on the basis of that Krishna Shakti. So that person who's spreading is empowered by Krishna Shakti, and that's what Shaktivesh avatar means. So therefore, whoever is really spreading bona fide Krishna consciousness is a Shaktivesh avatar. There may be different levels according to the potency, but it's only on the basis of the Krishna Shakti that the Sankirtan movement spreads. So Prabhupada, he was definitely Shaktivesh avatar. He spread the Sankirtan movement so much. And so did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, so did Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all these great acharyas, because they're empowered. And that's what being a Shaktivesh avatar means, to be endowed with the Lord's potency.
So you're also saying present Sankirtan is also Shaktivesh avatar?
Yeah, to whatever degree they're empowered, yeah. Because Shaktivesh means that one has been endowed with the Shakti of Krishna. Krishna consciousness can only spread through Krishna Shakti, or through, like, people who are